All glories assembled devotees, glorious son of Jesus. Glorious to Sishi Guru, Sri Gauranga. Among Vishnu Pajaka Sanders of the Vishnu Tradition, Mr. Krishna Parashita, Sri Gauraka, the Shemji, which is written. Yana, Tinder, the same Yananda, Salakaya, Chakula, Militanya, the Tashna, Sri Gavina, Sri Chaitanya, Vishnu. Swayam Rupa Kala Padati Shapatikam Vandehim Sri Guru Sri Parakanam Sri Guru Vaishnavancha Sri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vichaptam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Orijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Tulita Sri Visakandita Mischa E Krishna Pada Sindhu Jinabandha Jinta Pate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Nusite Tata Kanta Nurangi Hirati Bhagavan Shved Parisavana Sushi Devi Anamam Hare Priyan Chakal Hatharu Vyascha Vipasanti Vyayivacha Hajitanam Bhagavadivyo Vaishnavivyo O Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Bhagavadityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Siddhivasari Gaura Bhaktivin Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Harinam Prabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Amacharya Srila Haridasa Guru ki jai, Kunde Bhakta Vrindavan. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Very happy to see all of you today again. And we continue our discussion on Harinam Prabhu. Harinam. So yesterday we were looking at the personality of the Holy Name, which we trying to get his blessing. We also look at the difficulties, particularly narratives like apara, the blockage. We want to do something in everything that we want to do, everything. If we want to be successful, we must plan positive and also plan negative. If you plan negatively alone, you will succeed. If you plan positively alone, you also succeed. Because when the challenges will come, you will be able to face it. You're not ready. Therefore, we have to plan both sides. I want to do this. So what are the challenges that we have? What are the challenges that we have? So today we'll look at some of these challenges we have also on the way. Like aparara. And we also discuss how to transcend the aparara. Yes. Constant chanting. We constantly chant. We overcome the offenses which we committed. So after transcending Namaparat, the second stage is Namabhasa. Namabhasa means is a reflection, not the real thing. The real thing is affected by some other things, unnecessary things on the way. Like like apparatus. So after transcending apparatus, so we have finished with that. The second stage is namabasa. Nam. Not prema, or subna, or bhavana, but pass. Means what? It's a reflection, not the real thing. Nobody enjoys shadow. Who enjoys shadow? You want the real object. Now we are in a situation where the real object is covered. It's covered in two ways. You say Patibimba. Patibimba distorted. It is distorted. Like the image is not clear. Image is not clear. Chaya basa is the shadow, which is not the real name, but Patimbeva means a covering of that. Even that shadow is covered. Understand? So Patibimba, distorted. Chaya, the shadow. Both of them are not the real name. But Chaya is better. Chaya is a reflection, like ignorance. One has little faith. One has faith in the name. But some ignorance is there. We don't understand exactly the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We don't know the position, the real nature of the Holy Name. And we don't know the real nature of our own individual personality. So these three things are blockages. Ignorance. But don't forget that Rupa Goswami already told us that ignorance is the cause of our suffering. So ignorance is also affecting the chant of the Holy Name. Yesterday we first of all look at it, that if you don't know what we are doing, we cannot do it perfectly. We can do things perfectly only when we have a clear understanding. So also we cannot chant perfectly pure name if we don't know who he is, how to approach him. What are the necessary things we need to put in place to get the message? So we discussed some yesterday. Now, the cloud of anaratas, like the abbasas, nama abbasa, which is the second stage. After nama parad, if you transcend that by constant chanting, then we are promoted to abbasa. You say this abbasa is subtle, not gross like apparat. Apparat is a bit gross, so we can see. But abbasa is not so gross. So it's something within, it's something inside. So it's not something which is physical we can see. But they can manifest. They can manifest in physical activity. How? The level of our faith in chanting the name. The level of our faith in Krishna. The level of our faith in the spiritual master. These abbasas reflect on this, our relationship with the spiritual master, our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, our relationship with the name himself, and the relationship we have with individuals, including the material nature. This abbasa. So this ignorance has to be cleared. Of course, abbasa, you should know that nama abbasa is higher than nama parat. It's higher. We have gone out of offenses, but not yet. At Chudnam. We are not there yet. So abbasa means what? We are in the middle of aparad
and pure them in the middle. So within this middle, there are certain things we have to correct in our consciousness. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Kura explained in detail what Chitamahaprabhu would describe as our misfortune. We say misfortune because if your father is a wealthy person, your father is a wealthy, has everything in excess. Krishna is our Supreme Father who is the proprietor of everything. So why should the children suffer? That's a misfortune. Misfortune is more than karma. My karma is that my parents are not rich. That's my karma. I'm born in a poor family where I will not have opportunity for knowledge, for education. I will not have facility, opportunity for higher material sense education. This is karma. Misfortune means that we have all the facilities available. All the facilities available. Your father is very wealthy. Wealth is there, but you cannot enjoy. You have no access to it. This is Abasa. We are in the middle. We have not gotten yet. Like someone who is traveling, you are in the middle of the road. You have left your house for a long time on the journey, but you have not gotten to your destination. This is Abasa. Lama Abasa. It is a misfortune if you have a good driver. You have a good driver, a special master. Have a good driver who knows the road. The car is very good. The facility, all the paraphernalia you need in our Christian consciousness, favorable situation, Christian consciousness. We have our situations, we have the scriptures, we have prasadam. We have everything. We have a place, temple. We have all the facilities. Yet, we're not testing what is available for us. So what is responsible for that? Abasa. Naam Abasa. The coverage that is blocking that. Therefore, it has to be explained. What in that I gave us that in his Bhajan Rahasya, he gave us complete definition. First misfortune, Tattva Vibrahma. Now, when we hear about Tattva Vibrahma, every devotee will think, what do you mean? Tattva Vibrahma means what? I'm ignorant of the position of the Supreme Personality of God. Tattva Vibrahma. Vibrahma. I don't understand clearly the position of Krishna. But if you ask every devotee in Krishna consciousness, who is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Everybody is even little child, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you can quote all the slokas. Muktaram Jagatapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwara. Anybody can do that. Is it not? So if I'm told or someone is told that I'm ignorant to the position of Supreme Personality of God, so what do you mean by that? I know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Okay, if you know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, why you have demigod in your altar? I've seen so many initiated devotees having demigods in their altar. old devotees, not young, not new devotees, initiated, many years in their altar, they have demigods. And some, they have two altars. This I have seen. Not that I'm told, I'm just speculating. This I have seen, and I'm sure most of you know what I'm talking about. See that? There are two altars. One for devtas, or the devta, the devis, the cool devis, and they're all there. Then one is for Krishna. What is the meaning of that? That action shows that what? Shows what? What is the message? I don't accept that he's the Supreme Personality of God. Maybe in theory. In principle, okay, he's Supreme. Okay. I agree, he's the Supreme. So I can do. But he's the Supreme, but he can't take care of me. Therefore, devtas. Yes. So you see in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Sarva Dharma, Sarva. How do we understand that sloka? Everybody knows this sloka. We are giving lectures on this sloka. Sarva Dharma, for it says, Mam Ekam, Sarnam, Mam Ekam. But what is Mam Ekam? Krishna says, only me. So what about the devtas in the house? What about that? What are the devtas doing in our house? Yes, we need Lord Shiva because he is the Dikpala. He's a protector. That is very clear. And he is also very clear that he is Krishna who has direct contact with material nature. Therefore, he is reduced. Reduced. Krishna does not have direct contact with Maya. So Krishna's form that has direct contact with Maya is Lord Shiva. See? The glance of Vishnu. So Krishna glance. That glance of Krishna is a person. That is Sambhu. So he is a husband of Durga. Therefore, he is less. And that is why we shouldn't put him on the same level with Vishnu. Because now, for his specific duty, he has come down. He's not Jiva, and yet he's not the supreme Godhead yet. He's in the middle. So he's very, very dear to Krishna, and his position cannot be contested. We cannot contest his position, because he's not Jiva position, and we are Jiva position. So his position is very clear. That he's the best devotee of Lord Krishna. So we have him to protect our heart, which is the temple of Lord Vishnu. That is very clear. Then, since Goswami recommend Ganesh, because Ganesh is carrying the lotus field on a Singhadev on his elephant head. So he has the power, the potency to destroy obstacles for pure devotional service. So his position is very clear. Apart from this, who else recommended the scripture for worship? That we show respect. So they can give us Christian prayer. Lord Shiva can give us positions, blessing for Christian prayer. Lord Shiva can do that. Therefore, we should clearly understand that yes, we have this fault of properly understanding the Tattva of Brahma. We have difficulty understanding the actual position of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ignorance of the position of Jiva, ignorance of the position of the Lord, Paratattva, ignorance of the process of Bhakti, Sadhana Tattva, ignorance of the goal of Bhakti, Sadhya Tattva. This is Tattva Brahma. Tattva Brahma. Ignorance. We don't understand who we are. Don't. We should understand. Not because I have given lectures on Bhagavad Gita, Ambra must be. Now I have understood. Huh? If we have clearly understood Aham Brahmasmi, then we should be acting like spirit soul. We should act like spirit soul. Why do we avoid Mangalarati because we have headache? That is Aham Brahmasmi. Huh? Little difficulty, cold, oh, no problem, because the cold is too much. Is that the Aham Brahmasmi? Why do you get offended when somebody insults us? That's Aham Brahmasmi. Little insult, we complain, and we maintain enmity towards that personality for life. Why do you call me Kirata? I am? Aryan. So why you call me Kirata? Why you call me Shudra? Why you call me Mlecha? Why? How are you better than me? So what is the meaning of this? Ignorance of what? This soul, jiva. Jiva tattva. By ignorance of our position. And it's manifesting in our activity. So is this not a simple thing? I mentioned before that this is a subtle thing which we are dealing with. Because it don't grow, we don't see it. But it has a serious effect in our progress in Krishna consciousness. It's in chanting Hare Krishna mantra, which is our eternal occupation. This is something we are going to do for life. And we have to transcend this abasa, ignorance, to go to Sudanam. We are going to go to Sudanam, to Bhavanam, and to go to Premnam. But this has to be completely cleared off. When the devtas were churning the ocean, did they continue? When the Kalakota poison came out, did they continue? Eh? Did they continue to churn the ocean? No. It's a blockage. You have to deal with that before the nectar comes. You have to deal with that. So Kalakota poison has to be removed. So this Nama Basa, Nama Parad has to be removed. Then we can enter into Premna, Bhavana, and Sudna. So it is necessary for us to look at it very carefully. We should clearly understand this. If I know that I am an eternal servant of Krishna, will I be offended by you calling me your necessary name? Will I be affected by the insult you give to me? A spirit soul is affected by that. Is a spirit soul Kirata, Pulinda, Mlecha, Yavana, a spirit soul? No. So why are we affected? Because we have accepted our ignorance that we have identified ourselves with the body. Therefore, it is a big problem for us. It's a big problem both grossly and mentally. And it will become so vocal, because when I'm going to speak about that, right? Did you see this Prabhu called me Kirata? Can you imagine that? How can I be happy with this Prabhu for this lifetime? Which devotee want to which devotee want to be or a Shudra? One of the greatest problems we have in establishing Varanasi and Kuch Prabhupada recommended is what? What the greatest problem we have in establishing Varanasi Dharma in our system, Kuch Prabhupada clearly recommended. What is the main difficulty? Who is Sudra? Huh? Temple President, tell me. Who am I? So, is it Guru? Guru there. So, am I Shudra? Which of us is Shudra? Because I know much slower than this person. So, will it be Shudra or me? So we look at our philosophies externally. We are taking this Krishna consciousness very cheaply. Prabhupada warned us, don't take this movement cheaply. Taking cheaply means we don't understand what we are trying to do. So don't take it cheaply. Ignorance of the position of Jiva. Ignorance of the position of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Presence of God. What is his position? If I know that Krishna is the Supreme, if I'm fully 100% convinced that Krishna is the Supreme, will I be afraid of anything? Eh? Be afraid of Agasura? The cowherd boys, the person we are afraid of Agasura? Are we not afraid of coronavirus? Are we not afraid?
Yes, yes.
You're not afraid? Why are you shutting down your gates? Are you shutting down? Nobody come to see me from today onward except you have mascot. Don't come and see me. Is it not? This is because we don't honor. Yeah, it is not that one we should expose and say, yeah, I'm the master, so we should not do nonsense. That is not the idea. Precaution is there. That we should take. We should take precaution. But we should not think that precaution is sufficient. And if Krishna wants me to get it, I will not get it because I'm wearing a mask. The disease of everyone is already with us in the body. Everyone is carrying death in the body. The death is not coming from China or from Italy or whatever it is, or Africa. It is not from anywhere. It is already in our body. Sometimes material energy will manifest it from here. So, oh, this is from, how do you call it? Chicken flu. Oh, this is what? Swine flu. Oh, this is Ebola. Oh, this one is AIDS. Oh, this one is we can label them, but they will not finish. They will not finish. What we should do is to look into ourselves individually and collectively. And that is why we are discussing these things. So we should understand what is the main problem? Ignorance. We don't know who is Krishna. We don't know our relationship with him. We don't know who we are. We don't know what is the process of bhakti. We don't know what is the goal. What is the goal of Krishna? What is the goal of Krishna consciousness? What is the goal of Krishna consciousness? What is the goal of Krishna consciousness?
Krishna Prema.
Prema, Krishna Prema. Yes, everybody knows that. So how can you tell me that I'm ignorant of that? Okay, if I know that the goal is Krishna Prema, I will be what I am now? Will I be like this? Yeah. One who knows that the goal is like this?
No.
See, our approach, our attitude will be different completely. Completely. Why a pure devotee can take any risk? What is the motivation? The goal is clear in your head. The goal is 100% fixed in your head. Therefore, they can do anything to get it. This is what Rupa Goswami recommends. Pure love for God is very rare to get. If you see anywhere, pay any price. Pay any price. Any price. Do anything within your reach to get it. So, at least Rupa Goswami has encouraged us to become greedy for pure love for Godhead. So this is the problem. Tatwa Brahma. Is it clear? Tatwa Brahma. You should understand this. One who knows that what is pure love of Krishna pure devotional service. One who knows what is pure devotional service. Just like one who knows how to drive. Is it difficult for you to drive? It's easy. And it's a pleasure. Especially a young boy. Is it not? Say a young boy, young girl. I want one boy. The parent bought him a bicycle. He will attach you, sit there. on the bike, he's demonstrating. He's experiencing. And in Brazil, they ride bicycle and raise the front tire up and right. Yes, only the back tire is. They are experience because they know how to ride it, so they are demonstrating it. Similarly, any person who knows what is pure devotional service, what will you do with it? Abasa? Never. Aparad? Never. It will be very clear and enjoy writing. It's a pleasure for them. It's a pleasure if you are in Brazil, if you are riding bicycle, you don't know how to do it. You don't know how to do it. You are not a rider yet. Yes, you have to raise the front tire up, right from the back. Have you done that? No. Then you go on, and then the whole world is at your feet when you do that. Similarly, when one knows pure bhakti, pure devotional service. Be fixed. Why pure devotees are fixed? They can do something which will control Krishna. But Shrimati cook, Krishna must eat. One mother says that cook, Krishna must eat. When Satan Goswami give chapati, dry chapati, no salt, nothing, not even ghee inside, very dry, offer to Krishna, Krishna must eat. Why? The bhakti is the issue. So those who have bhakti, those who know what is bhakti, those who know the process of bhakti, they will make a very, very wonderful offering to Krishna. So that is clear. Now the second misfortune is what? Asat Krishna. Asat means temporal. Krishna means test. Test for temporal things. We have test, desire to enjoy temporal things. Temporal, not permanent. So, craving for material objects in this world. Desire for mystic power. Get mystic power. Then I can distribute to every single person I meet in this way. So what is wrong with that? If I have mystic power, every single person must get Prabhupada's book in his hand. Every single person I meet must get with my mystic power. I will influence you to take the book. So, you know, wonderful? That's great. It's not great, but when you force people to take to Krishna consciousness, is that pure? Is that our process? No. Our purity, our compassion, our love shall affect whomever we meet. If they are ripe for receiving the mercy of Krishna, our purity will motivate them to take naturally. If by mystic power we can turn the whole world into Krishna consciousness, then we don't need to do that. Krishna will do it himself. He will do it himself in a better way. When he appeared, he can command everybody, all of you, now surrender to me, Jai. He will surrender. But he didn't do that. Lord Nityananda and Prabhu Lord Chaitanya, they came with intention to make the whole world Krishna conscious. Krishna conscious. The whole world Krishna conscious. So they did. But still, we are here. So, desire for mystic power is not the best. Desire for liberation, I say, is not the best. Desire for liberation. What is wrong with liberation? You want to merge into Krishna, there is no service for Krishna. We have no service for Krishna. Because there is no service, it is dangerous, it is useless. Our occupational duty is to serve Krishna. It's natural, it's eternal. We are not going to change it. Either at our conditioned level or at our liberated level. We are not going to change it. In fact, we are practicing what we are going to do eternally with Krishna. So that is pure devotion for Krishna, pure service for Krishna. The Krishna will enjoy. So, liberation does not give us that level, it is condemned. Desiring for liberation is condemned. Desire for mystic power is condemned. Desire for having to go to heavenly planets is condemned. Because going to heavenly planets is for what? Sanctification. You're not for serving Krishna, for sanctification. And desire for any pleasure in this material is all useless. So the third one is Hridaya Durbalya. Hridaya Durbalya. The heart is weak. Our heart is weak. Weak. What is making the heart weak? Fault finding. And we have interest for things which are not related to Krishna. Things which are related to Krishna. Yes. We are envious of someone's progress. A devotee is making advancement. A devotee is making advancement. And other devotees will attack him or her. We become envious of some weakness of heart. Desire for position. Now majority of devotees work very hard to get position. Because some of our management has made it so materialistic. Our management has become so materialistic that if you don't have position, you are not secure. So we are trying to take security from material energy instead of taking security from spiritual energy. So we desire for big positions, desire for fame, not knowing that all these things are also stumbling blocks. Getting into the realm of pure name, chanting the pure name. So desire for position, for fame, being envious of other devotees who are making advancement in Krishna consciousness. In many ways, we can show our envy in many ways. Many ways. We don't feel happy seeing a devotee which we discussed yesterday. We don't feel happy. They are making progress. But you have more facility than me. Not your facility. Not your facility. Even if it's spiritual. So, envious people are not devotees. They are ordinary people. Fault finding. Finding faults with devotees. And being crooked. Crooked. Deceitful. Deceitful, we are not straightforward in our dealings with each other. For example, a devotee say, give me 10 minutes, Prabhu. 10 minutes. Prabhu, can you give me 10 minutes? He's going to take the 1 hour. It is deceit. It is cheating. And we don't feel that it is dangerous. It is very dangerous. Prabhu, I need your 10 minutes. Please give me 10 minutes. And some even say 5 minutes. Can you give me 5 minutes, Prabhu? Yeah, 5 minutes is going to be 2 hours. On and on and on and on and on and on. It is cheating. And it's affecting our progress in Christian. We cannot chant your name when all these things are there. We don't have a transparent relationship with each other. We cannot reveal our mind confidentially. We don't have any person who can reveal the mind confidentially. All these analogies have blockages. So they have to be carefully looked into. Carefully. We'll look at them very carefully. If you want to transcend, you want to transcend into Suriname, which is our right. It's our right now. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Suriname is our right. We can achieve the goal of what we have come to Krishna consciousness. We are in Krishna consciousness for something. We want to be qualified to go back to Krishna. Living Krishna for such a long time, it does not look good, because not only that Krishna is denied of our service to him, but we are the ones who suffer most. With all the bad experiences we have in the material world, Krishna does not have them. He doesn't have them. But we have them. So everyone has a bitter experience in material existence. In many ways. Either you are in the position of Lord Brahma, or you are in the position of demigod, whatever you are, insect or beast, or plant or aquatics. Whatever species or life we take in this material world. As far as the material world, we have so many things to deal with. Miseries from all directions. Either it's an old boy, or a small girl, or a young boy, or a young girl, or old man, or old woman. Whatever we may be in this material world, there are a lot of miseries. In all directions, miseries. Even if you stay in a room, I don't want to go outside. I don't want to have any problem with anybody. Or say, problem will come and meet you in the house. What do you do? Miseries. So because already loaded inside. Problem will come and meet you wherever you are. Because we already have the biggest problem in the material body. The facilitators will manifest on all corners when it is time. Because the energy knows, it knows everything. Everything. See, it will come. You want to become a pure devotee, and you are following all these teachings very nicely. You get a lot of challenges from your God brothers and God sisters. A lot of challenges. Right? Even to become a pure devotee, you get a lot of challenges from your pure devotee. Your own brothers and sisters. Not even external. Your own brothers and sisters. You have problems. Is it not? This is going on. This is the material world. But we should know this in so that we can clearly distinguish what is Maya and what is Krishna. You can clearly see them and turn aside and watch the drama and don't participate, but fully participate in the drama of Krishna consciousness. This is why this is necessary for us to study this, so we can enter into the mystery. Then the last misfortune is aparad, which we discussed yesterday. Aparad in different ways. Offense to the holy name, offense to Krishna himself, offense to devotees, offense to other living entities, offense to the holy name, offense to the holy rivers, offense to the prasada, which we take it here. Offense even to our own person. Is it not? Offense our own person. If you don't take to Krishna consciousness, what is that? It's an offense to oneself. We don't do what we're supposed to do. So, it's very important for us to understand this. How do you overcome Namabas and transcend to the next? In order to overcome Namabas and obtain the pure name, the living entity must serve a genuine pure devotee. Service to sadhu. What kind of service? What is the attitude? A great, great attention. Not a whimsical attitude. Serve with great attention. Service. We must serve a sadhu with great attention, with respect. If it's a sadhu, then we should not envy him, but serve him with full attention. Full attention. From the heart, without expecting anything. Not expect. By doing this, the inheritors of impurities in the heart will disappear. And the pure name, endowed with all spiritual potency, will dance on the devotee's tongue. Srila Bhakti Natakura said, I got the name not because of the strength of my chanting. I got the mercy or the name because of the pure devotee whom I served with great attention. It's what I'm talking about, sharing. In realization and the process of getting the name. So, in other words, what do you understand by this? The pure name, Suranam, Bhavanam, and Premnam are given by pure devotee through the service which we render. Namabhas can give us everything. Namabhas can give us everything. Dharma, Artha, Kam, Moksha. Namabhas can give that. But Namabhas cannot give us pure name. To get pure name, we have to do what? Serve a pure devotee with great attention. What did Notakura in his song, Jeep Jago? I begged. Beg who? That's what Bhakti Notakura said in Jeep Jago song towards the end. I beg for the holy name. I begged and I received the name. What does it mean? He didn't say, I chant and I got the Christian prayer. I begged. Beg who? That was my question. Pure devotee. Receive from who? Pure devotee. This is what happened when we beg. And that is a Jeep Jago song. And in Ohe Vaishnava Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakura clearly mentioned, alone, I have no strength to chant the holy name of Lord Krishna. Alone, I don't have the strength to chant. I'm begging you, therefore, what a particle of virtue, please. Give me the treasure of the holy name of Krishna. He said, give me the treasure. Who? Sadhu. Give me. This is a practical application of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sistasakta number 3. It's a practical application that we should be humble. If you are not humble, will you beg? An upstart will beg. The hell is all will not beg. Only a humble person will beg because you have to bow down the head to the person who you want to beg. Is it not? So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said we should chant the holy name with humility. Means what? We have to beg. We have to humble ourselves to beg. He ought not encourage teaching us the process. How to get the pure name of Krishna. He wants pure name. The pure name of Krishna, the mercy of Krishna, is what Krishna's pure devotees. So we must have respect for a pure devotee. If you don't have respect for him, how can you serve him with attention? How will you serve someone with respect if you have no faith in the person? Only if we have faith. So, if we are having doubt, we should get it clear right from now. That cloud, of doubt, Krishna is the Supreme God. Is he the Supreme? Okay, in principle, as maybe the holy name, or maybe Krishna, worshipping Krishna, is just a means to get to Brahman. With this mentality, if you are chanting for Krishna with this mentality, you get Sayujya Mukti. That's what you get. You never get Krishna friend. We are going to hang. Excuse me. We're going to hang somewhere. But Krishna friend never will come. Never. Do not come. Sajiva Goswami said, Krishna reveals himself to those who have full affection for him. In their hearts. Those who have affection. Krishna will reveal himself to devotees who have full affection for him. At the same time, he will hide himself from those who don't serve him as such. So how will he show them come? They will come through pure devotee. Sadhu. Therefore, the scripture recommend what? Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha. Because it is there, it's going to help us to get the name. Sadhu will help us to get the pure name. So, to get rid of our apparat, continuous chanting, will promote us to Namabas. We'll get free from Namabas. We serve a pure devotee. Pure devotee will give us Sudana. What is Sudana? Sudana means chanting without the 10 offenses. That is Sudana. No more 10 offenses. That is pure name. Then Bhavana. So this is how to enter into the mystery of understanding Krishna consciousness, or chanting the pure holy name of Krishna. So at that time when the pure name descends on us by serving the pure devotee, the devotee will not be able to separate himself from the stream of sweet nectar emanating from the holy name. This is the reason why Harada Sakura can get stuck there. He's stuck there. He can't get out. Understand? Pure devotees, they are stuck in the holy name. Cannot get out. Because you know, no way to separate each other again. You have sought for shelter. You have sought for connection. Now we are connected. Right? So the stream of brain is flowing. The holy name. The holy name. sweet holy name emanating from the At that time, the devotee would not be able to separate himself from the stream of sweet nectar emanating from the holy name. And he would dance constantly and mad with the sweetness of the name. In great joy, the holy name would dance. The jiva would dance. Krishna prem would dance. Is it not? And the jiva himself will dance. This will make the whole world dance and make Maya to run away. Maya will run. Everybody is dancing. And that dancing is a very heavy force that will push Maya away. Hare Krishna. Comments? Questions? It's no more confidential. Right.
And then the second thing that I think of that I've been in that is that sometimes what happens to why, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people talking about that, but one that's that some one devotee may have. And they'll go and tell one person, but then that person will not also take, because there's two people in the conference. Mm. Not one side, there's two sides. But I've seen that they just take one person side of the person and then make their decision based on what that person said without finding out what's this person's view, what's this person's view about what happened. So those two things I've seen that sometimes is the best devotees from really being
open. Mm. Yes. Good point. So here we are looking at a devotee revealing his or her mind. In confidence, a devotee, and tomorrow is on the whole planet. Is posted. So, from all directions, people will be calling you. Oh, I saw you yesterday. You said like this. I saw you say like this. Ah. I saw one devotee here 2 years ago here in Vrindavan. She has gone to say something, to confess something to her spiritual master. And the spiritual master's secretary was there. When she was speaking confidentially to her spiritual master, Guru, I did this. Please forgive me. Please help me. Don't reject me. I want to come back. And the Guru is encouraging her what to do. And that. But the next day, the secretary had published it. And the devotee she meets. Oh, Mataji, she cries, almost died. Who did this? My guru did this to me like this? No, not the guru, the secretary. Very dangerous. So, we should reveal the mind, number one, to a competent person, not just any person, competent person. Say, we should be able to know, we should be able to know whom I should do this, what, not just anybody, not just a manager or whatever, but a competent person. Who is that? The person who will keep your confidence and really give you a solution. Second, say for example, it is a special master you are confidentially with. Then, it should be what you are necessary. Or somebody who is going to, the special master didn't tell him how to go and focus on his own personal and next to guru. See, I'm next to guru. After guru, it's me. So, do you know what Taji is doing? Breaking principles. See, I'm only tolerating all this thing. And guru didn't ask you to do that. So, it is very dangerous. That is breaking the confidence, the trust, destroying the trust the devotees have in you or in the spiritual master. It is very dangerous to destroy someone's trust. It is happening and it's very, very dangerous. It makes some people to keep their confidence because they don't know who is going to help them. But at least we should be able to know somebody. We must have somebody in our life that we can relate to nicely. We should find that person and do that. The other thing is management. Inexperienced manager or bias management. I have a situation I'm explaining to authorities, and the authority is taking side. What? Or past judgment without even inquiring from me. I had something about me from other devotee. Whenever I endeavor to also ask me to hear from me first, or just past judgment. In this material world, it is very dangerous to have such a confidence in the conditions. We must, in management, if you want to have good management, and in management we should have experience. Whoever tells us something, we must hear from another person first. We hear from that. Because if I come to tell you truth, I'm not going to tell you what I did to that person. I'm going to tell you how I'm 100% pure person, but that nonsense devotee did to me. I won't tell you what happened. One day, the devotee came and was telling me, this devotee do this, this devotee do this, this devotee do this. So I listen. The other devotee have not come to tell me something yet, but this one is talking. So I listen from experience. So when he finished, and I asked the devotee, What do you think that this person is doing to you like this? What makes you to feel like this, that person is treating you like this? Is it a mad person? A mad person? So why is he treating you like this? You didn't do anything, just pure, sitting there, chanting Hare Krishna. Right? And then the person just come and start kicking you, right? So you want me to believe that? So we should have experience. We should have experience. When you hear something, how to hear from that person. From there we can ask. Also discuss with other people. get advice on. That's why it is good to have a management committee. See, it's not only one man issue. It helps the manager, because even if I'm guilty for something, when you tell me that I'm going to keep just my leave, the conditions, I will not be able to appreciate. I say a pious person will appreciate also. Thank you for helping. Majority of us will keep in as an enemy. But if you have a committee, like, we'll look at things generally and decide. Say, not be like it is me. The management decided this. So you want to blame somebody, then you should blame the management. It's good for a leader to have a management committee. You can look at issues. Any question from our side, Prabhu?
Andrew, कोई प्रश्न अगर थे
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
At this point, we are unmuted.
Any comment or question? No sound.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I had one question. Thank you, Maharaj, for such an enlightening class. I always get deeply touched whenever I hear from you. My question is, Maharaj, can you elaborate offense to oneself? First time I heard this offense.
Okay. Yes. Offense to oneself. So, what is offense to oneself? I did mention one, that if you don't practice Krishna consciousness, we are offending oneself. If we are breaking principle, it is oneself. If I'm taking alcohol, it is the self. And it is violence to myself. Breaking principle, it's a violence to myself. Refusing to be a devotee, it's a violence to my own self. It is not somebody. Myself. So I'm offending myself by not being not taking to Krishna. It's offense to oneself. We are not seriously assessing our Krishna consciousness. We're not reading, we're not hearing properly, we're not chanting. It is not offense to somebody. It is to oneself. So we are actually disturbing our own self. And when we disturb ourselves like this, it becomes a collective offense, because whatever we do affects everybody.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, I had one question here. Maharaj, am I audible?
Yes.
Maharaj, the question is, how to stop the tape record of the mind, which throws hundreds of thoughts while chanting? Could you please share your experience of how it feels when this tape record of mind is completely stopped and one is deeply immersed in mantra meditation?
Very good question.
Because you asked for my own method, my technique is that one good thing I got from being a Christian is that we know how to pray. Prayer is It's a very, very powerful tool for us. And in West Africa, we say we have prayer warriors. The prayer warriors. When you pray, something must happen. So, Vandana is there in our system, Vandana, prayer, but we don't value it. But we see that none of our acharyas, only chant without prayer. All our acharyas prayed. They are full of prayers. Prabhupada prayed constantly. So we have to learn how to pray to Krishna. Prayer means what? We are presenting ourselves before the Lord for the mercy. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I just mentioned two prayers from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He has expressed himself, a confession of Krishna, Sadhu, I don't have strength to chant the holy name. I don't have strength to control my mind. I don't have the strength to control my senses. I don't have strength to do this. Therefore, I'm begging you, please become my senses, become my intelligence, become my mind. This I pray every day. Every day. Become my director. And the last prayer of Bhivamanga Thakur and Krishna Kanamriti is praying for Krishna. Wherever my mind goes, wherever my mind goes, please, I beg you to be there for me. I beg you to be there for me. Become my mind. Become my intelligence. Become my senses. Become my director. And my special master, he prayed. My dear Lord Krishna, free will is my problem. I don't know how to manage my free will. Therefore, I'm begging you, please take my free will and manage it for me. This is a powerful application, supplication, right? Supplication. It's a powerful. Especially when these are done mindfully. It means that we are really conscious of this. We really mean what we are praying. That will affect the personality we are praying to. Is Krishna or the acharyas? We are praying to them. This is one way. Second way. We should not read our scriptures philosophically alone. Our scriptures should not be studied philosophically alone. We should learn how to connect with what we are reading. For me, when I read, I'll make a prayer from it, from what I read. I'll construct a prayer from what I read. What I hear, I'll construct a prayer. You cannot do this if you are not attentive. And you cannot be attentive if we are not feeling tired of material existence. You can't pray with feelings if we are still comfortable in this material world. So we should seriously pray to Krishna. The Krishna sees our intention. He will start making arrangements to keep you in the... Krishna will put us in constant anxiety, so we pray constantly and forget about problem. Krishna will put us in constant anxiety. Oh, this is there. Oh, this is there. Oh, this. So you are constantly praying and thinking of Krishna. This is secret. If you want to be free from the problem, the mind is constantly giving. Man is like hurricane. in the mind. Constantly jumping here and there for nothing. So when my special master said we are spiritual warriors, you should try to understand the meaning of that spiritual warrior. You should know what it means. Who's a warrior? A lazy man? A lazy man cannot be addressed as a warrior. He cannot be. It's a lazy man. A warrior, one who is constantly vigilant where the enemies are coming. So we are reading. Don't read to just go and preach to people. We are reading because we are connecting ourselves with Krishna. We are connecting ourselves with Acharyas. It's a connection. So let the man read and construct a prayer and offering to Krishna, to the spiritual master. I was sharing Sarajiva Goswami describing when Gargamuni entered Vrindavan and Nanda Maharaj started speaking about Gargamuni. Immediately in my mind, I focused my attention on my spiritual master and I said, all this quality was mentioning, I'm seeing it in my spiritual master. Just see. I was not thinking of Gargamuni, I was thinking of my spiritual master. How will we not get mercy from our charities if we keep our mind like this? The mercy must surely. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for the beautiful answer. Thank you so much. Maharaj, there is another. Yes, Maharaj.
Does it make sense?
Yes, Maharaj, very beautiful answer. So the way you connected and told about, we remembered your previous, the previous time when you had come to Pune, you had showed your book and spoken from that spiritual connection. So we remembered that. Thank you so much. Maharaj, there is another question by devotee. When I keep my eyes closed while chanting, I feel sleepy. And to stay awake, if I keep my eyes open and chant, then I get distracted by seeing things around. So, should I keep eyes closed and struggle with sleep? How to save oneself from distractions if I should chant with eyes open so that I stay awake?
Very good. Good question. Good realization.
So, the Prabhupada said we should not close the eyes. We should not close our eyes because we sleep. which is happening. And at the same time, if you keep our eyes wide open, you're going to see. So you see, the yogis, they don't close their eyes, neither do they open their eyes. So what is the secret? When you look at the tip of the nose, you don't see anything. That's the secret. You cannot see anything. If you look at their nose, the tip of your nose, you won't see anything. It's only the tip of the nose you will see. You should not be distracted. That is secret. And Bhakti not to call, I recommend to cover the face with cloth. That is a recommendation from Bhakti not. And I saw one devotee, my boy, he does it perfectly. He has left the body a few years ago. My boy, every day you see. He covers the cloth. But he will chant very loud so that everybody hears what he's chanting. Otherwise, he closes the eye like they will sleep inside. But he chant loud so that everybody hear that he's chanting, he's still alive. So we can practice. All right?
Yes, Maharaj, thank you. Maharaj, there is another question. Yesterday, you stressed on the need of offering obeisances to senior devotees.
Yes.
So, while chanting our round, if some senior devotees come, are we supposed to pause our round and offer them obeisances? Or can we just offer obeisances mentally?
While we are chanting, and if a senior devotee comes inside, we don't have to drop the whole bead and make all the necessary ceremony, but then they come and lie down before the person to let the person see we offer a basis. We don't need to do all that. Very simple, in a few seconds, you can just bow down from where you are and offer obeisances. Continue with your job. Simple. So we have respected the devotee presence, offer obeisances, which also would destroy our sins that will help us to concentrate more. At the same time, we did not just get distracted with detailed ceremonies. So can continue with our japa. Simple. Just bow down and recite the bancha kakriya and continue with your japa. To help us. Alright?
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you very much.
Now NACC devotees last questions. Yeah, NACC devotees.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Okay.
Maharaj, this is, I'm reading from Navdeep Mahatmya. So
yes.
It is one who does not attain love of God after worshipping Krishna birth after birth has certainly committed heaps of offenses. For only by chanting Krishna's name without offenses can one attain incessant Krishna prema. Sri Chaitanya's incarnation, however, is most uncommon. By his mercy, a serious person, though filled with offenses, can quickly obtain love of Godhead. How to understand, Maharaj, like this?
Yes.
That offenses are blockage. Yesterday we used the words Mount Sumeru. It's so huge, like Mount Sumeru, and it's blocking our sources in chanting the Holy Name. And the mercy which we discussed today, to transcend this, we need the mercy of sadhu, chanting with them and render service with them. What? Attention. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as a bonus. This is bonus. Understand? Bonus. So to make it so easy that one can take to Krishna consciousness. But it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who asked Haridas Thakur to speak the grace of the Holy Name and to explain Nam Aparat. Haridas Thakur was requested by Chaitanya to speak about this. So while it is said that Chaitanya came to give us an easy process, means that he has given so much blessing for us that even anybody from any platform can become a pure devotee. If you get attached to this process, but it must also be done without offenses. Everything comes back to the same point. It must be done without offenses. If one thinks that I can simply chant the Holy Name and don't try to avoid offenses, we will not succeed. Even with all the blessing and the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we will not succeed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, He told Amoga, the heart of a devotee is the abode of Krishna. Why do you allow this demon to enter? The demon of being envious and always criticizing devotees. Don't allow this demon to come in. Throw it away. So when it is said that Chaitanya came to rectify bodies and make it very easy, it means that now we have the chance. We have the chance to take shelter of this process and easily get purified. Unlike when we're doing it on our own. That is the meaning. All right?
Yes, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you for a very wonderful class. So, days like Ekadashi or Nirjal that come, devotees chant many more rounds, and some devotees chant 64 and some chant more than that. So, is it all right if devotees chant, some devotees chant more than 64 rounds sometimes?
Yes, there's no limit to how much you can chant. There's no limit at all. There's no limit. Any amount. Haridas Thakura chant 24 hours. There's no limit. You can chant the whole day and night. No limit to the number we can chant. And Prabhupada gave us, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is what he said, if you don't chant 64 rounds, we are fallen. That is his own level, 64. Not 64, fallen. But Prabhupada said that, yes, it is true, 64 is not possible. So he gave us his as minimum. So it is not maximum. There is no maximum for chanting the holy name. Not maximum. Any amount of name we chant, it is minimum. So, let us take advantage of what Jamapu has done for us by increasing the number of chant. Take every opportunity to chant more and more and more. That will be for the benefit of everyone. So, let us do it. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Maharaj. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for a very nice class. Maharaj, one question. As you mentioned in the class, that in order to go from Namabhas to Sudhanam, one should serve pure devotee with attention. So, yes. Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada has made this organization, ISKCON Society. So, Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavatam also that the service given by the pure devotees are also service to the Bhagavatas. So, means here the services can be done in two ways, Vapu Seva, Vani Seva. So all the devotees in ISKCON are serving Srila Prabhupada, or under their authority they are serving. So they are serving the pure devotee Srila Prabhupada. So now here what you mentioned in the class, so what is your focus, Maharaj? Means you focus on Vani service or Vapu service more in your class to go to the Sudhanam?
What? Necessary. Both. When a physical sadhu is there, we do that. And in our own case, we have Prabhupada is there, we have all the acharyas. So, if you will serve whatever service we have now, if you understand it to be the service to sadhu, and we do that with full attention. We do that with full reverence. We do that with a full conviction that this is the means of my deliverance. So I should give my best into it without any contamination. Contamination means that we don't bring our own nonsense inside it, our own desire inside it. Just do it only for the purpose of pleasing a pure devotee, to make the person happy. We will be blessed with the holy name, the pure name. So, both physically and what Vapu and Vani is necessary. I was thinking of that in my mind before I started. I was thinking of that. A proper stand for all of us. But at the same time, for those of us who don't see anyone else, or for those of us who are fortunate, we have someone else who is presenting proper definitely and is pure. Okay? We should do that. So if you don't find someone, then you go to Prabhupada and do that. Consider whatever you are doing as service to Prabhupada and do it to the best of your ability. No contamination, no adulteration. We'll get the mercy to get the pure name. All right?
Okay, thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj, one more question.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Maharaj, thank you very much. Earlier, we used to get your association only during Navadiva Parikrama, but nowadays you are giving your association through Zoom also. Maharaj, my question is, last at the end of your class, you told that materially comfortable person cannot offer prayers. So, but when we join temple and in temple, everything is arranged so nicely, properly. All our devotional services also designed nicely, and time to time, everything is arranged properly. So, in that satisfied condition, so how we can still offer our prayers to the Lord and spiritual master?
Yes, we may have wonderful facilities in our temple, good prasadam, good chairs, different facilities, beddings. Yes, young body, healthy body, okay, good intelligence, you read, you can understand, you can speak very nicely. With all these facilities, if we are comfortable with this, we will not pray with feelings. Therefore, we should not be attached to these facilities. We should simply see only Krishna in everything that we do, which will make it very possible for us that in any condition, either in a comfortable or uncomfortable situation, we are going to remain yes to Krishna, and our consciousness will not be affected. That is the taste of a person in Krishna consciousness. And that is the issue we are looking at. Because you know that some devotees have this contamination. Hey, I'm young, so I can run. We're forgetting that children are dying in Kali Yuga. So what is the situation being comfortable with that? Some years ago, I was appreciating. Okay, now look at my. I read myself. Yes, I read myself also. So I read. So, it's long life. So, it's something in my mind. I didn't tell anybody. I was just feeling happy about that. So one day, Gurudev told me, stop thinking like that. Krishna can change anything, anytime. I didn't ask him. He saw that and he gave it to me. So I never forget it. I still remember. So no one should be comfortable with any situation. So Krishna can change anytime. And nobody can ask him why. Because their why will not make any difference. They're not changing anything. So Acharya, they see the future, and their duty is to guide us properly. So we are speaking with this in mind. the experiences of acharyas in our life. Yes. And I could see that. See that it's very clear. Very, very clear. If Arjuna was comfortable with him, he would have gotten the Bhagavad Gita in 30 minutes. If Parishimana was comfortable as a king, he think he would have had Bhagavad Gita in 7 days. Siddhartha Goswami, Rupa Goswami, today Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are very comfortable and satisfied. So, Hare Krishna, now, no problem. They came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as nobody. As nobody. Just to show us that, yes, this is how we should be. This is a consistent way we should maintain. So now I can expect anything. No more. Anything, Krishna. That should be our consciousness. Spiritual warrior. Always ready for anything. It's a spiritual warrior. No lamentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Maharaj. It was a very wonderful session today also. And question answers. Maharaj, tomorrow when you speak, I will request you kindly to throw light on one very important question which many of us have. As soon as we sit to begin our chanting, say we offer a prayer to the spiritual master and all the acharyas and to the Lord also. And then once we get into chanting, you can kindly tell us how do we concentrate, because there are various opinions on what should be our thinking, feeling, willing during the process of chanting. There is a Trataka chanting which is explained in many of the books about Trataka chanting is seeing the words Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Two words. First, see with the eyes and gradually, close your eyes and then you see it in the eye of your mind, and then subsequently, you'll be able to hear attentively and then you go on. That's what many places I have read. I was thinking that today we made it a little late for you. Tomorrow in your session, if you can kindly throw some light on how do we all chant, because you are going to talk about Shuddha Naam tomorrow, which is very wonderful because that is our highest pedestal we want to achieve. At the same time, we also want to know as toddlers, how do we begin the chanting very well? The 2 hours effectively we chant. We can tell a little more about it. Today, some nice things you said about the prayer and studying the shastras with personal connection. And also, you also told that, we should also not become comfortable in material existence. So 3-4 pointers you gave for the mood of the chanter. At the same time, once you get into the name, we find it very difficult. Actually, many times I find my mind doesn't wander also anywhere. Yeah, thinking about the past or the future. At the same time, certain times I may be drowsy, but when I'm not drowsy, mind is blank. So at that time, how do we hear it? So therefore, when I'm unable to hear well, then I focus on the letters of the name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So, the prayerful mood is supposed to be there in the beginning, but at the same time, it is not a mood that constantly accompanies the calling of the name. So, if you can kindly throw some light on this tomorrow, along with your talk on the pure name, I'll be very thankful, Maharaj.
All right, Prabhu. Thank you.
Thank you, Maharaj. Sadhama Swami Maharaj ki. Shri Prabhupada
ki jai. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Hare Krishna.